Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and people of all sexes, Brian Wilson's my name, you know who you are, and welcome to the maiden voyage of Now This, America's 850,001 podcast, cleverly titled for contemporaneous reasons. Yes, the U.S. of A. currently suffers an approximate total suffocation of 850,000 podcasts. And, of course, every one is the most important of the one focuses on the one. Now this will be a mercifully brief commentary on the issues of the day that attracted our attention. Or at least my attention. After listening to the first 200,000 or 300,000 episodes, if you conclude the subjects are boring, repulsive, asinine, moronic, or insufficiently compelling to squander your valuable time, simply move on. Hey, there are 850,000 others that could blow your skirt up. From time to time, I'll be unprofessionally interrupted by my faithful androgynous companion and radio bus driver, Joe Ted LaCastro. For over 40 long, hard, grueling years, Joe's been my go-to guy for all things computerized. So, why not hear it now? Frankly, I'm still searching for an answer to that one. So, what's going to be going on here? Just another talking head opining about what every other talking head is opining about? Yeah, probably. But hopefully with a soupçon of intelligence and a unique perspective that, when taken in sufficient quantity, may bring about an enlightening dose of cognitive dissonance. Lampooning the mainstream media, of which I was a part for over 50 years, is now my favorite hobby. Treating politicians with the same disdain they treat us comes in a close second. The fact no giant broadcast conglomerate is paying me to do this, in fact, no one's paying me to do this, I can be more honest than I was when I was working for broadcast properties that, on occasion, fired me for too damn much honesty. A headline in a recent article on podcasting I saw today read, "Around 40% of those interviewed about podcasts said that they are too long based on each episode." Well, trust me, that will not be a problem here. It's not that all our episodes will be mercifully short, just that we will not be in the habit of beating a horse that has already expired. So, there you have it. In 350 words and less, who I am, what this is, and what's going to happen next. Do whatever's necessary to bookmark this page or pay a visit to my long-suffering website, www.brianwilson.net. If you find you just can't control yourself, feel free to drop a short missive to me, Brian@brianwilson.net. But don't go expecting any prompt reply. Like my fellow pod people, we just want the assurance someone is listening. Until the next one, ponder this. Time is the sole arbiter between prescience and paranoia.